Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Get us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show. We're on your smart speakers. Those little Alexa and Google suckers. Just tell it to play WILK News Radio, and you'll hear us live. Make sure you punctuate it correctly, because I've had issues. Unless it understands you precisely, you'll get a whole bunch of questions and answers. But usually it works right off the bat for me now. How's everybody doing on this Tuesday, October 21st, 2025? So as the county turns here in Lackawanna County, and you know, I'm sorry for focusing so much on Lackawanna County to our listening areas outside of Lackawanna County, but man, is it a train wreck, this county. Driven by conductor Little Billy. Just amazing where we've seen here. So now the latest update is Brenda Sacco will temporarily fill the commissioner vacancy after this new Supreme Court ruling. Lackawanna County Commissioner appointee Brenda Sacco will be sworn in Wednesday after the state Supreme Court upheld the county home rule charter process under which she was appointed to temporarily replace former Democrat Commissioner Matt McGloin after a series of lawsuits by Bill Gaughan and countersuits by the Democrat committee. Now, the Lackawanna County Home Rule Charter, Article 2, Section 206, vacancies and filling of vacancies. Pretty black and white from the start. If we go back to the beginning of this, when did this start? February or March? I read this very section. The office of any elected officer shall become vacant upon death, resignation, or removal, forfeiture. Failure to assume such office after 45 days. If a vacancy occurs, Section B, if a vacancy occurs, the executive committee of the political party of the person elected to the office in question, that would be the Democrat committee here, shall submit a list of three persons to the judges of the court within 5 days of the vacancy. The court shall appoint one of the three persons recommended to temporarily fulfill the vacancy. Section C, a special election according to the laws of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania shall be held at the next primary municipal or general election to permanently fill that vacancy. Well, that's apparently where we are now. And it's interesting that Commissioner Gaughan and his immense incompetence, along with his solicitor, who appears to be legally illiterate, has been wrong every step of the way. Every court on the way up has ruled against them. When the Democrat committee, remember from the start, Commissioner Bill Gaughan and his solicitor said that a special election is illegal. We can't do it because of this 1908 law that the Commonwealth has, which turns out to work in conjunction with this and be irrelevant. But, a special election, no, that's not going to happen. And because they didn't like the Democrat committee picking three candidates to going to the court, Billy got in front of the podium at a Lackawanna County facility and said, here's my guy. I should be the one to pick who the replacement is because they're going to have to work with me. Well, that's not what the Home Rule Charter says. So you violate it from the start. And all of a sudden, he's got this epiphany that the court and the people should decide on this special election, like it's been his take all along. He has fought this all along from the beginning because he didn't get his pick, because he knows he's losing power, and he's grasping with the last of his fingernails because he knows it's done. The sun is setting, Billy. Regardless of what happens, you are done in power in Lackawanna County and hopefully politics. So now, after all this time, and it's interesting how under the solicitor's line item under the budget proposal shows that they've spent over $100,000 in extra legal fees, but yet we're told that there were no fees for this. The outside law firm is not billing us for this. Well, why do we have all that extra legal expenses under the solicitor's legal line item in 2025 then? If it's for other reasons, I'd love to hear it. If they are using their retainer for these fraudulent lawsuits that have failed at every turn to only bring us back to where we should have been in March, somebody needs to be held accountable. I would like to see Brenda Sacco sue Bill Gaughan for back pay, personally. Hold him personally responsible because the courts have already decided that he doesn't even have the ability to bring these lawsuits as the loan commissioner. They can only act as a board. And until these politicians are held accountable personally, financially, I'm not talking just politically. It's easy to fight fights when you think you have the unlimited resources of the taxpayers' money. So here we are. Back to where we should have been, black and white in the Home Rule Charter, like I just read to you. The Democrat committee, because Matt McGloin, Commissioner McGloin, was of the Democrat Party, gets to pick a slate of three people that goes to the courts. They pick one to temporarily hold that position. And then there's a special election. It's what I said on this very show back in March.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
But nope, there were three different pursuits from Bill Gaughan and his solicitor that in the end have all failed. And brings us back to what the Home Rule Charter said right from the start. So a few things. When Brenda Sacco gets sworn in on Wednesday, be interesting to see what the commissioners do. It'd be interesting to see who now sits because Brenda Sacco is not running for re-election. Commissioner Chermak is not running for election. Bill Gaughan is not running for election. The three of them should be back on the election board committee instead of three justices now because that's all said and done. So it'd be interesting to see what happens there because that's been another fiasco. When you had Judge Nealon sitting in temporarily for the missing commissioner, and then all three commissioners removed for three judges. Well, because none of the people who were appointed as commissioner, acting or elected, are running for anything, and there's no Home Rule Charter question, all three commissioners, as per the Home Rule Charter, should be sitting on the election board. Again. So we'll see what happens there. And it'll be interesting to see who Brenda Sacco, Commissioner Chermak, and Bill Gaughan pick as chairman of the Board of Commissioners. That could change. All it takes is a vote of two to bring it up for a vote and vote. So it'll be interesting. And then you have this election now. It was interesting because I drove through the valley today. I went to get a haircut in my place in Blakely. And I drove through Mayfield, German, Archibald, Einan, Blakely, down into Dixon City, all through Main Street. The signs were interesting. It was an interesting mix. All through the Upper Valley, there was a lot of Chet Murley signs, some Tom Welby's thrown in. You get into the Archibald Einan section, there was some Capellini's, who's a staunch Democrat running as an independent. Again, because he's at odds with the Democrat committee, back to Democrats across the nation are in disarray. Here is no different. It's interesting. Yeah, you have the Lackawanna County Commissioner, Bill Gaughan, fighting with the Democrat committee, the establishment Democrats. You have the candidate for commissioner who's running as an independent because he's fighting with the Democrat committee, or at least disagreeing with them. You have a mayor in Scranton who did an interview on MSNBC, and she attacked the Democrat machine more than she attacked any opponent she might have. So it's interesting looking at the microcosm here in our own backyard in Lackawanna County in northeast Pennsylvania that just shows under a microscope the Democrats in disarray. There is no leadership. There's no message. There's no platform. It's all for themselves. So it'll be interesting to see. Again, the Upper Valley, there was a lot of Chet Murley signs, predominantly some Tom Welby signs thrown in there. And then you got some Capellini signs in the Einan Archibald area. And then back into Dixon City, you got more Tom Welby signs with some Murley signs thrown in there. So it was interesting driving through the valley to see that, to see where down Main Street, you know, get the feel for Main Street politics. So it was interesting. But listen, if it's not an embarrassment to be part of Lackawanna County as a resident, this election day, which is in 2 weeks, mind you, you need to get out and vote. Republicans, you need to get off your ass and vote. And listen to your candidates. See what needs to be said. Because the future here depends on it. It truly does. We've seen what not showing up at the polls does to areas like ours. Areas like ours. We've seen what it does. Don't, the day after Election Day, 2 days after Election Day, throw your hands up and go, oh, there it is, another election. Be part of the solution. You need to show up. I understand this is not a big election as far as national politics goes, but it is a big election for here. And I'm telling you, look at what's happened in our backyard here over the past few years. It has affected you more than anything the Biden administration and the Trump administration has done combined to you. They have cost you more. They have taxed you more. They have taken more away. These elections matter, from school board to town councils to city councils to mayor to county commissioner. These elections matter. Judges. If anything's right in the world, you need to vote no on these Supreme Court judge questions for retainment. Let them elect, let them run for election again. Let them run if they want to stand up for something. Vote no. Let them pitch a case to you how it was okay they locked our children down during COVID. Let them pitch a case to you of the abuses that they did during that time. And then decide if you want to reelect them or not, but just don't automatically retain them. So a lot here. To unpack for you, but you need to show up and be part of the solution. And if you're not, I mean, you're looking at what New York is on the precipice for, right? A socialist communist become the mayor, utterly destroy the city. We need to work together to overcome what has held us back here in our area to move forward.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.